You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. Great to have you with me as we kick off Act 2 here. We will be back to our guest, Sherry Silka, in just a moment. We are talking health, nutrition, longevity, living a healthy life, and we will continue to do so. We'll keep Sherry for just a few more minutes. Pete Van Doren is here. That's a cool name, Conrad. We've established
it's,
that.
It's
Peter
great.
Van Doren.
Yep,
he sounds very important. And yet he's here to talk about fantasy football. But that'll be fun at 7:20. If you missed hour number one, our question of the night is, in honor of the Fluffernutter, it is National Fluffernutter Day. That is a sandwich with peanut butter and marshmallow. It's nothing obscene. It's supposed to be a very tasty sandwich. I've never tried one. But our question of the night is, what is a food you've always wanted to try but never have? So let us know. We also talked about, I went in to get moisturizer last night at Walmart. It's locked up.
Yeah.
It's $4 a bottle. I don't get this expensive stuff that my wife, I don't need it. It's locked up. You know how hard it is to find a Walmart employee at 10 o'clock at night to get my crappy moisturizer? It's ridiculous. Conrad, stop watching the game. You can listen to me. He's like trying to let me see you're not watching the game.
Anymore. It's.
You know what? I'm done. I don't care. We're going back to Sherry.
The lotion talk.
We have lotion talk from time to time with Dr. Kristen Lyerly here.
Yeah,
we
true.
Talk about lube and lotion. She's a doctor. All right. My guest, folks, is Sherry Silka. She is a nutritionist and a dietitian, and she is the founder of Wayless MD. Check it out. They do great work there. Sherry, we were in the middle of talking about gut health, and you said you can't get good probiotics here in the States. So what do we do? I mean, this woman who lived to be 117, the researcher said one of the things that kept her going was she had really good gut health. She ate yogurt. If we can't get that in the United States, or I assume you can go to, Whole Foods and get some good yogurt? But what do we do for gut health, especially if we're not huge dairy fans?
Yeah, well, you have to eat real food, right?
Okay.
So probiotics and prebiotics come from fruits, vegetables, definitely dairy. I mean, so we should be able to get it through our food, but we don't because our food is highly processed. And when you process a food, you kill all of the live organisms and all the things that provide the nutrients for our gut health. So typically, I mean, you definitely need to, you know, try your best to find, you know, eat a whole foods diet, but you know, now there's a lot of different supplements and powders and things like that, that we're constantly working with people on to feed that healthy gut bacteria. The gut is foundational to human health. It's foundational to your brain. It's foundational to your hormones. And, you know, again, it's the standard American diet is what is the cause of really a lot of all these chronic diseases.
That is just, is it better? I know people who keep the weight off, but they eat crappy food. And then I know people who are a little overweight and eat pretty healthy. If you had to choose, what is it better to do? Carry extra weight and eat healthy, or not carry any weight and not eat not so healthy?
I mean, it all comes down to your metabolic health. So you could have somebody who's going to get away with eating like completely unhealthy foods. They're genetically, whatever, they're just thin. And looking at the full picture, they're not going to live very long, where you can have someone with a higher BMI and maybe, you know, they're eating healthy, they're metabolically, they're solid. And so that's where you have to take it to the next level, because it's not just about the weight. But I feel like, you know, weight loss, I'm actually starting this whole transformative mission to try to reshape the future of like weight management and help people think differently about it. Because I mean, we have got to stop talking about calories, and we have got to stop talking about, oh, just exercise more. So, I mean, it's more complicated, and we've gotten far removed from like the foundational things. And like, I thought your article was so relevant because those are the foundational things. Yeah. Like, we need to sleep at night. Okay. That's a big, huge thing. We need, cause that's going to regulate your hormones. Like, so it is though. It's those things that do go a long way.
All right. So in our email exchange earlier today, you said also the healthcare system is kind of broken, and they're designed to get every human on drugs. So how do you, other than, I mean, assuming people don't have the time that you do to educate yourself, because this is what you do, what do? We trust our doctors for the most part. I mean, we have to take this on ourselves though, don't we?
I know. That's the hard part, because I always say, you know, empower yourself. Don't just go into an appointment and if the doctor's like, oh, you have high cholesterol, let me put you on this. Ask questions, you know, like be prepared before you go in. And if a doctor is quick, they didn't even ask you any questions, they're quick to put you on just another medication and compounding medication after medication, like, you know, it's time to really like look in the mirror and start thinking about because, you know, like, lifestyle medications are lifestyle medications. They're given to you because of your choices. And whether you know it or not, which most people kind of do. I mean, I've been in the business long enough to know that people know what they're doing wrong. What I will say is the problem with it is the food has hijacked our biochemistry and our neuroplasticity, like you were talking about. It has hijacked that. And so now we're addicted. It's kind of like crack cocaine. It's kind of like telling someone, okay, I know you're addicted to crack cocaine, but we're going to put you on a regimen to kind of get off of the crack cocaine. So, I mean, I know that sounds harsh, but it's the reality.
No, it does. Crack is a great way to keep the weight off. All right. So before we let you go, Sherry, I want to ask you, you mentioned, where's my, oh, I have another question for you. What did I do with it? Okay. One thing, give us one thing we should avoid food wise. If you never could eat anything again, what should we avoid if it's just one thing?
Well, can I say two things?
Yeah, of course.
All right. I'm going to say soda and pizza.
I had a feeling you were going to say soda. Pizza, really?
Terrible.
Okay. But why? Because of the combination of carbs and meat and
all the terrible stuff, the processed terrible stuff. Now, if you were to make it homemade and you get fresh cheese and you're eating real meat, like, again, it's not about, food is not supposed to be bad. This is the whole point. Like, we're not supposed to be killing ourselves with food. It's what has happened to our food supply in the United States of America.
Wow. Well, this has been an education as usual. Thank you so much. Are you binge watching anything? You must watch TV. You must get nutritioned out and dietitioned out, and you just veg out at night ever and watch something. What do you binge watch?
I mean, I am a learner. I love to learn. I like love it more than, I wish I could take like a month off and just listen to stuff.
Wow.
TV wise, I don't watch a lot of TV. Because I don't watch the news. So I'm a Hallmark junkie. I like awesome. Everything positive. I'm like, I love the love stories. I like Grey's Anatomy. I love the medical stuff. Like Grey's Anatomy was like my favorite.
Yeah.
And my kids play soccer in college. So now I'm like, I have it on pause right now. I'm going to watch my kids' game from last night that I went to yesterday. I'm like, such a sports kind of junkie.
Are you breaking down tape for your kids?
Well, I know I'm watching it because when I'm at the game, I'm so stressed and I can't even enjoy it. So now I'm like, I'm going to watch it in a relaxed state because I already know the outcome.
Oh, that's relaxed. And that is a habit. If you like medical dramas, I've only seen a couple episodes. The Pitt on HBO is supposed to be like, I mean, I think it won the Emmy for the best TV show.
Really?
Medical drama. Okay. Check it out. And, it's the least I could do for all you've shared here with us tonight. Thank you so much for your time, as always, my friend.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Sherry Stoka, check out Wayless MD, folks. Give it a Google and see what she can do down there. She's very knowledgeable, as you just found out. So, Conrad, score update?
This is still the same score.
4-3?
4-3 Cubs.
What are we looking at? What inning are they in?
Top of the ninth, I believe.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we got some, we got some sports talk coming up with our buddy Peter Van Doren. Is going to be here shortly.
Yeah.
He's going to be here in studio. I'm very excited. And we got to get to some of our text. Our question of the night is, what is one food you've always wanted to try, but have just never gotten around to it, but you still want to try? And we'll start here at the bottom. Oh, we got a lot of texts we got to get to. Okay. So Everett from Sun Prairie in the 262, or he's in this, his phone is in the 262, says, Pete, I was a cook for many years and had the good fortune to try a lot of foods that aren't terribly common. One thing I always thought looked oddly delicious but haven't gotten to try is a Cambodian street snack fried tarantula on a stick.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Mouth-watering. And when I mean mouth-watering, I mean the bile that comes up right before you puke. Everett continues, especially if the dipping sauce is good. I know it's weird, but since when has deep frying not made something finger looking good? Well, that's kind of the problem. Remember the Kentucky Fried Chicken sandwich last night with the two chicken patties around lettuce or something? It was terrible.
It was two chicken patties and there was cheese in the middle of it.
It's like called the double, the KFC double or something like that.
Double stack.
Yeah. Thank you, Everett. That's great. Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad, checking in, says a must to try, as we talked about last night, is the Culver's Curter Burger. But the dish I also wanted to try was the Beverly Hillbillies Granny Clampett's famous possum stew. Yeah, that sounds gross too, Steve.
That's something you want to try, Dad? I don't know.
A little possum soup on the side of your Curter Burger. I think your dad's trying to leave this earth. I hope not, Steve. That's a great text, though. Ross from Crawford County says, after a few beers, I might try pickled pig's feet. Oh, that's gross. You ever see that in the supermarket?
No.
It's just check it out. You'll probably hurl. Paula, Conrad's mom, says, I have never tried a Fluffernutter, but it sounds like a mallow cup with peanut butter. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. It was so weird. At our local grocery store in Marinette, they had this, they took all the candy out and it was all mallow cups. And I hadn't even thought of the mallow cup since like 1982. I didn't know they still made them. And they had a whole display of them. This is in Marinette, like 3-4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think your mom needs to check it out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paula. Jameson, we read Jameson's text. Here's Brett from the 920 says, a blue banana. Yes, they really exist. And Kobe beef. He said Kobe beef. I think he meant Kobe beef. That's a common.
Like Kobe Jack cheese, Kobe beef?
That's not a thing, is it?
No.
I think he means Kobe. Blue banana sounds good.
Kobe beef.
Kobe beef is good. I would try a blue banana. Tyler from the Wisconsin Rapids. Did we read that one? Yeah. He wanted us to read his poem again from last night. Let's see. Whatever. We'll get to the rest of your text, folks. Coming up next, though, is some fantasy football talk with our pal Peter Van Doren. He is going to be in studio, and we will talk all things fantasy. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. My sweet Lord.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me. It's Wednesday night, folks. The game is dwindling. We're probably going to get some Passover from the game, some runoff, if you will.
Yeah, the game ended.
The game ended?
Did it? Yeah, the Brewers lost.
You would have been going. I figured they lost because I thought you'd be going crazy if they won. I'm surrounded by Brewer swag and attire here.
They had the bases loaded. It just didn't come through.
They really? Yeah. In the ninth?
In the eighth? Wasn't it the eighth?
Yeah, it was the eighth.
The way this series has gone, if you would have told me the Brewers had the bases loaded with no outs or two outs, I would have said they're going to get a run home.
Right.
Because it's just the way the Cubs have been playing.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. It's the momentum of baseball, though, it seems, you know.
I'm sorry, boys. I'm glad the Cubs are making it a series. As a Cub fan, that's all I can hope for at this point because I just think the Brewers are, I think they're just better this year. You don't know what you could do. Hey, that's the voice of Peter Van Doren. Welcome, buddy.
Hey, thank you for having
you
me.
You work here at Civic Media and at WGBW.
I do, yeah.
And tell us what you do here before we get into your other area of expertise.
I'm an account executive.
Yeah.
I'm a multimedia specialist, if you will, because now in addition to, you know, radio promotion, we do have a variety of other ways that we can help to, you know, promote businesses.
Yeah.
You know, we have a full suite of digital marketing solutions.
Okay.
We're also rolling out a new program here in Green Bay that we've had going on in some of our other markets throughout the state called Big Deals. And it is really catered to entertainment and hospitality industry type businesses. So if you have a coffee house or if you have a restaurant or a popular nightclub, it is a way for us to help promote you with a little outliner of cash.
Stop the sales pitch. I'm in. How much do you need?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind
of
cool.
So it's a lot of fun. So I've been really busy up here lately meeting with a lot of, our neighbors, which is always cool. So.
That's a good area too. There's a lot going on downtown here, I would imagine. Just a good starting point. But
Green
Bay as a whole is a great place to be for that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Well, you're here tonight to talk about fantasy football. We talked about fantasy baseball last summer.
We did,
That was fun.
Yeah.
And we thought we gotta do football. So is this is this your side hustle, just a hobby? You just love fantasy sports?
It's really kind of a passion for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a passion that keeps me very busy. I think I'm in six leagues right now.
Conrad is two.
Yeah, two of them are cash. I was in a third cash league that sort of merged with the league I run, coincidentally.
Oh.
So now we have a bigger league with more of my friends and family. So
how much do you spend on fantasy? How much do you?
I don't really spend a whole lot.
Okay.
I mean, I think total this year I have maybe $60 invested in my buy-ins for the leagues.
Okay.
I mean, you can go a lot more than that, right? Depending on what your forte
depending
on what your
He's in for $4,000.
I think I'm in for about 250.
$200?
250, I think. That's,
And he's in six leagues, too. See, the league I had, I think it was $20, and you just settle up after the... But it's my son and his friends, and it's just kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I would kind of feel like a jerk if I won the whole thing, because I'm the only adult in it, and I don't pay attention as much as I should. So that's why I'm glad you're here for some inspiration.
Yeah.
So in the event that there are people who haven't tried fantasy football yet... How would you convince them to give it a try? You're a sales guy. Give me the pitch.
Yeah. Well, so, fantasy football is really an elevation of your enthusiasm and excitement with watching the NFL season, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to cheer against your favorite team. You don't have to cheer against your favorite players in the Green Bay Packers or the Bears or wherever, you may cheer.
Have you ever done that?
I have never cheered for the Bears. No.
No. I mean, have you ever cheered? Has a fantasy outcome ever outweighed your love for your team?
No, because I think that you have to, at times, you kind of have to, really bite your lip on it. And you just sort of hope that, certain outcomes will happen, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay that Jordan Love throws those four touchdowns as long as, he doesn't, get one in the final 2 minutes or something, or or as long as the Bears defense can get a couple sacks in on them, they'll still get my roster there, where it needs to be for that week.
When you're doing a draft, I know they have people ranked on their points, but what is a good position to start with? I would assume quarterback, but I know there are some other darlings of fantasy. Alvin Kamara for a few years was like a big point maker.
So with fantasy football, you know, really there are certain positions that have a little bit more scarcity, right?
Yeah.
And those are good positions, especially if there's sort of like an upper echelon of players that are clearly above the rest of the players at the position to sort of hold priority in those. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to take them early in your fantasy draft, but just that you kind of keep an eye out and make sure they don't slip too far before you nab one of them.
Right.
But with fantasy football, you know, really there's kind of a lot of debate lately as the league becomes a little bit more pass heavy about, you know, whether you should take like a receiver or a running back.
Yeah.
Running backs tend to be a little bit more scarce position because really the nature of running back is evolving to a lot more committees. And with fantasy football,
like a two-guy punch,
exactly. Yeah. Kind of like what the Packers have with like AJ Dillon and
the Lions and have right now with David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Exactly. So finding like a workhorse running back is few and far between.
Okay,
and you could do just fine with the right NFL team roster.
Yeah.
That would have, you know, two players that are highly productive at the running back position. But with that being said, volume is really king with it. I mean, you're going to find a lot more success with a guy that's just getting like a lot of carries. You're going to find a lot more.
Let's pick up there. We'll do the news. We'll pick up there because I got a lot of questions for you. All right. Pete Van Doren is here, folks. We're talking fantasy football, and we're coming right back after the news. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Nightlight. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I know it's not a totally happy Wednesday for Brewer fans, but join us for the last half hour. Let's have a laugh, talk some fantasy football, and I'm saying this as a Cub fan. I would not be worried.
Yeah.
If I were, I mean, I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening for the Cubs. The Brewers are. This year, they are a better team. There's no question about that.
Yeah, the Cubs had a good start. They got off to a really hot start, strong hitter lineup, and then they just really went dormant until the last, you know, few weeks. But that's kind of the Cardinals model sometimes. Sometimes that's actually brought the Cardinals to the series.
They're an organization that really ticks me off. Because they shouldn't be as good. Like, they're always competitive, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not this year as much, but like, I mean, they're a good organization, but they really bother me because they... Maybe it's because they're good
kind of
sometimes.
Put that like half effort into it all year and then kind of turn it on. Yeah.
That's not where I was going, but okay. Yeah. AJ from Madison, she's in the 608, says, you should have taken the day off and watched the game. Connery attempted?
Just a little bit.
If you had tickets, you might have.
Yeah.
Yeah. AJ continues and says, would make a great sports broadcaster person or whatever. Who, me? Are you talking to me, AJ? That's nice. Yeah, sure. I would take that gig. Those guys make serious bank.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Take some euchre money.
There you go.
Peter Van Doren is here, ladies and gentlemen. He is he works here at WGBW. He's also a fantasy sports fanatic, and he's very good at it. He takes it very seriously. And we're talking fantasy football with Pete here. So I asked you what position you start with. When you draft, do you have a rule or do you kind of let the board fall to you?
I do kind of let the board fall to me, but I really have a preference for running backs, maybe almost to a fault at times, you know, with just how much I'm really trying to get a running back in that first round or two.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, sometimes I'll take a receiver. It just really kind of depends on who's out there and how I sort of like evaluate and value these players. You know, that's kind of a lot of it with fantasy sports is that you're just sort of trying to like sift the sands and especially before the season starts, trying to sort of like evaluate these players for yourself. I mean, obviously there's different, you know, websites and publications out there you can read that sort of give an overall ranking to every player right. in the NFL in terms of fantasy, or at least the offensive players in terms of fantasy. But with, you know, with that being said, you know, I really just try to kind of key in on certain things that may be going on in the offseason with an organization, or maybe things that are going to continue this year with an organization, like the Eagles, for instance. Like we knew the Eagles were going to be pretty good right. coming into the season. It's a safe bet to say that a lot of their players are still going to be productive as far as fantasy purposes.
And then you sometimes have a player that you just you kind of treat differently. Like maybe you wouldn't draft a running back first, but oh, Saquon Barkley's available. That's a different story, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Con, who do you have a position you go for first?
I mean,
typically
it depends, I guess. I would like a running back to start because like you said, you know, it's more scarce. Wide receiver rooms are more big, but I'd say running back probably for me, but it depends on what type of league it is as well.
Yeah, the scoring definitely has something to do with that too, right? You know, in a certain scoring types, they're commonly, you know, commonplace in the sport. Like you have full point PPR, which is you get like a full fantasy point for every catch the player makes.
Yeah.
So in a league like that, like it's very beneficial to have really good wide receivers because they're going to get more passes thrown their way. They're going to get more catches. They're going to, you know, lead to more fantasy production for you. So just knowing your league settings.
Yeah. I drafted a defense and a kicker kind of high, not like first three rounds, okay. but one year I did really well. Oh, I think sure. I had the Steelers or something and they had strip sacks and interceptions.
Yeah.
So maybe that was an anomaly. Because my son's friends all were like, what are you doing? What are you taking a defense? No. And I'm like, the kicker, well, kickers can put up big points.
They can.
Sometimes,
they can.
I mean,
quarterbacks actually put up big points too. It's just the fact that there's 32 of them in the league. They're pretty much starters going into the season. Yeah, there's about 12 of them that are good. Yeah.
Do you guys, I'll ask you this too, Con. Do you have something you do during fantasy, like you might do during a draft, that goes against the grain, like picking a defense or a kicker, or a strategy and I'm not asking you to divulge your secrets, but like, do you do something that's atypical, I guess?
I can start. I don't draft a defense. I just pick up every week a defense that's facing a team that's not very
stinks.
Good.
Streaming,
yeah, but also it can work against me pretty easily too.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What about you, Pete?
For me, I think it really depends on the league, but like I've played in leagues that are very, a very large number of fantasy owners that are in the league. So it creates position scarcity. There was one year I passed on a wide receiver. I just took four running backs in a row. It worked out pretty well for me. I actually won that league because, when there was an injury of one of the running backs, then I had a spare one to boot. So I was able to kind of accommodate that. You know, because really with fantasy sports, you really only want people in your lineup that are playing that week. Like the team doesn't have a bye, and you want to make sure that they're going to be healthy players that you're in your starting lineup. Right. So,
How are you doing in all of your leagues? You're in six leagues. Are you doing?
It's been a really challenging season, I would say. it's just been very unexpected. You know, like you can't really anticipate injuries. There have been a lot of injuries in the league this season.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, we talk about these injuries and at least years past, like they've done studies on this. And it's like, well, there's not actually more injuries happening in a lot of these seasons. Okay. It's just the bigger names are getting injured. So that people pay more attention to that.
See, that's what I'm going to do next year. I'm going to research the trainers.
There you go.
The best trainers to get the soft tissue injuries out of. I don't know. What about you, Con?
Yeah.
I mean, like how I'm doing.
Yeah.
There's some leagues that, like, I have a dynasty league, which is you draft once and then you keep the same team every year.
Oh.
And that one's going well for me. I won the championship last year. It's going good so far this year. But I also joined a keeper league, which is where you keep, like, we kept three players this year. And then we draft around them. I'm 0-10. Because we have a league median also in it. And if you don't reach that number, that counts as a loss.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm 0-10. And I took over for a guy that was already the last place loser 2 years in a row. I wish I would have known that before I took his team.
Yeah.
That's always tough. We can step into that. So, somebody else is messed clean
up. I'm 0-10 right now, so that sucks.
I have trouble enough keeping up with fantasy as it is when they throw in those different angles like that. You got to reach this. And like, it's fun if you're serious about fantasy.
Yeah.
But for a guy like me, I'd have trouble keeping track of that too. Yeah. When I joined the Civic Media League the first year, Rocker was running it.
Yeah.
And he said, how is your knowledge of football? And I said, I watch football just about every Sunday during, I know the game, played a little bit in high school. And he's like, all right, come into the good league. Well, the second week I didn't update my roster, I get this message from Rocker. And he goes, hey, man, I just want to let you know this is the elite league. I was not pulling my weight. And they take it seriously.
Yeah, he's got one going again this year.
I didn't get the call.
Allegedly, the draft order is randomized, I guess, but Rocker's giving himself first pick 2 years in a row now.
Oh, all right. We'll discuss that next time he's on the show. You guys answer this for me, because I think what NFL GMs do, and this is coming from a guy who's cheered for a team who hasn't had a quarterback in 100 years. They're wrong almost as much as they're right, maybe more. Honestly, if you ran the Packers or the Giants or whatever, do you think you could draft? Is it rocket science, or do you just go, look at this guy's scores? You know what I mean?
Sometimes I think GMs are addicted to big names coming out of college. Like Arch Manning's going to be a top 10 pick.
Sure, yeah.
Even though he hasn't performed this year.
Yeah.
So I think one team's going to draft him and kind of be not going to be impressed with him starting out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think some, there are certain NFL franchises that do gravitate toward the Cowboys. But, otherwise, I mean, some of them are a little more robust and try to build from scratch.
Well, that's what the Bears do. They'll go, I'm going to get this guy from, he's a Division III player no one here. They get cute and it's like, okay. And he sucks. Big surprise,
Sure.
I mean, sometimes I say, just go get the guys from Alabama or Ohio State.
Yeah. Yeah. In fantasy sports too, though, sometimes the output for those players is a little bit different. Like having that quarterback that a little bit more mobility gives him, some versatility, because you're able to kind of pick up points on the ground and in the air. So even though they're getting blown out, they still might, scramble around in the pocket and get a few more yards, leading to more fantasy points.
That is my guest, Peter Van Doren. He works here at WGBW. He's also a fantasy sports fanatic. He drops by every once in a while to talk some fantasy sports with us. Tonight we're talking fantasy football. And Conrad is in the same amount of leagues as Pete. What's the best app? Do you use Yahoo, ESPN? Is there, are some better than others?
Yahoo and ESPN are the most popular. For me, I actually like a little bit lesser known app called Sleeper.
I love that too. Yeah. That's why.
Why is it better?
It doesn't. I don't think there are any ads on there. If there are, they just started putting ads. I don't think there are at the moment. So it's ad free. It's basically built with fantasy sports in mind, whereas I think that to a degree ESPN and Yahoo sort of create their app or evolve their app a lot around their news program, or just their kind of like the regular search engine type software. So it's a little bit higher tech, a little bit more streamlined, and it's just overall, it's pretty good. I mean, they're pretty accurate. They take a little bit of a filtered approach, especially when it comes to maybe projecting points for the week. They really have a good overview of the other mainstream media, major news outlets as far as fantasy.
Thing about the app too is that, I mean, I like it, but the one thing I kind of don't like is that they try to push betting on you.
They do that.
Over-unders and that.
I don't like that. It's not as easy just to view the players' season-long statistics for the current season. That's my biggest challenge with Sleeper, too, is that it's very hard to look up, every player at once that's available.
How did your fantasy baseball team do?
My fantasy baseball team, I won my keeper league for a second year in a row.
Hey, nice, man.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Is that easier than fantasy football? What do you got? I mean,
it's more to keep up on, I think, because there's more players in the MLB. Also, you're checking your lineup, you're setting your lineup nearly daily.
Okay.
I mean, I think if you're good at fantasy football, I still think you're really probably, you know, periodically checking it once a day. But with fantasy baseball, you're definitely setting it once a day. So it
pays to be, work. Yeah.
Pays to be active, you know.
Do you think you could run a team, Pete?
Yeah.
Baseball team?
Yeah, you know, I could definitely do that, especially if we get like a civic media league going. I think it'd be a lot of fun for next year, you know.
All right, we're going to do a quick break. We'll have a few more minutes with our guest, Peter Van Doren, on the stream. Oh, Sydney was talking about the country of Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it sounded kind of southern. Dave says, hey, Sid, long day. Let's have a Curter Burger.
Nice.
Let's have a virtual Curter Burger. Sydney also says, ha, 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 nice. And I hope it turns around this evening. I hope he means the game and not the show, because I thought we were doing okay with the show. All right, we're coming right back. We'll wrap things up with Peter Van Doren, and I'll tell you who's going to be on the show tomorrow night. It's another great one here at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
When I play hand drums on the table to a Madonna song, that means I've had a lot of coffee. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight. Welcome back, folks. Peter Van Doren is here. We're talking fantasy football with Pete and Conrad. We have a few more minutes here. Tomorrow night on the show, folks, Matt Miller will be here, Milwaukee film critic. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week. Matt has not done that yet for us. I was surprised. And then Rob Momartz. Am I saying that right?
Momartz?
Momartz. A children's illustrator. That will be... He doesn't draw pictures of children. He draws...
Yeah,
books.
Yeah, he draws some pretty cool books.
He's like a martial artist. I draw pictures of marshals. So that's tomorrow night on Nightlight. And we've got a few more minutes with our guest, Peter Van Doren. We're talking fantasy football. And you know what? Let me get these texts out of the way because I don't want to forget them. And then we can just focus on... I've got four more questions for you, Pete, and you're going to love them.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Rapid fire. Here we go.
You got it. Anna from Madison in the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. I would like to try Elvis Presley's favorite, a fried peanut butter sandwich. No, a fried peanut butter banana and bacon sandwich.
Ooh, that sounds, I would try it.
I would try that too. I mean, banana and peanut butter, the fried is always good because it adds like a crunch element. I like that. Yeah. Well done, Anna. And then Bridget from the 818 says, sushi. I have tried rolls and Japanese food, but never sushi with actual raw fish.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Sushi?
I love sushi.
Yeah, I do too. But do you get it with the raw fish?
I try any kind that comes out the way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I do too. I've had it and I like it. I do get nervous a little bit eating raw fish, but it's not going to stop me from like putting ginger and soy sauce on there. I'm going to risk it.
Yeah, I'm mowing it down.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
And then we had a comment I wanted to read. Oh, Micah Desitel on social media, when he saw the poster of tonight's show with the health talk with Sherry and fantasy football, Mike said, does this mean I can't enjoy my buttered popcorn while listening tonight? Mike, you could do whatever you want. We are not telling you what to do. All right, Pete, have you had a Curter Burger, by the way?
I have not. No. Okay. Well, I don't think so. I probably had like a variant of it, but never, you know, never quite the... authenticity that I think you're trying to tell me about here. But
yeah. I don't know.
Tell me more.
Well, I just got to Google it. Like Conrad and I both, just the picture was enough not to get us to eat it.
So it's like a burger with a cheese curds?
A big flat patty of a cheese curd on top of the burger.
Yeah, sure.
So it's no different, I'm sure, than eating a burger with cheese curds on the side. That's still pretty heavy. But
I've done enough business lunches that I'm a little bit conservative with like what I order because I don't want to just like pick up like a hand grenade while I'm in front of somebody, you know?
Would you go to like an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet, which might be my favorite thing in the world to do? I love the... Oh, there you go, Pete. There's the Curter Burger.
Oh, okay,
if you're watching it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that looks, well, you know, to each his own.
Tasty, yeah.
All right, so let me ask you this. What is your favorite time of the week to watch the NFL?
You know, I kind of like Sunday. I like Sunday football because of the halftime. You can kind of catch the replays and all the games.
Yeah.
I mean, a Monday night's pretty cool too, is because that's like the feature matchup.
I think I like Thursday more than Monday even.
Yeah, I kind of like Thursday. You know, it's Friday, so I can justify staying up late a little bit easier.
Exactly. Right. Monday is still, you know, you're dealing with Tuesday. What about you, Kyle?
Yeah.
Sunday at noon.
Noon?
When I get to watch Red Zone, it's my favorite time of the week.
Yeah.
Isn't Red Zone on all the, like, during all the games?
Yeah, that's so you can watch every single game when they're close to the red zone. All the updates for my fantasy football team.
Oh, that helps fantasy too. Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
But also just watching these great games that come on.
Yeah.
Not missing the action.
What about, all right, Super Bowl halftime thoughts? Bad Bunny.
Not very familiar with the catalog. You know, it's another one of those years, so.
We talked about that a little bit last night. I don't know anything about Bad Bunny, but some people are like pissed off about it because it's someone they don't like.
I don't know.
And like, that's kind of strange.
I kind of appreciate having like a singer that hasn't just been like blasted on our face over the course of the past couple of years.
That's
or whatever,
a great way to look at it.
I mean, it's cool. Like, okay, now the Super Bowl is kind of my introduction to new music. So
I'll watch for a couple minutes, and if I don't like it, I'll go get a snack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I got enough music I can listen to.
Yeah, then come back in time for the commercials and watch those.
I think my favorite time to watch, I would almost agree with you, Con, about noon, but I do like the Thursday night game. As you say. And I get home about 9 o'clock. I can usually catch a second half, you know, or something. Mm-hmm. But when is the next Cubs-Brewers game, by the way?
Tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow? Okay. Yep. So that's Thursday. What time?
We have to wait, I think, for something. I'm not fully sure yet.
Okay. All right, Pete, last thing for you. Are you binge watching anything not sports related or sports related?
I'm waiting for new seasons to start on a couple of things, you know. Like I got into Doom Prophecy. Like I watched the first season of that last year.
I totally forgot about this.
Yeah, yeah. And I watched
Is it a prequel to the movies?
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah.
I totally forgot about this.
Yeah, it's a little bit different because I think some of the elements of it, like even though it's still set like far off future from us, but yeah, it's a prequel of that next future, which I think happens like 500 years after that or something, if I recall.
Wow, okay.
There's still a lot of like themes in the movie that are very like contemporary with our existing society. Like, I don't know, their modes of transportation. Like, I think they kind of like drive some like flying cars and like they go to a club and they're listening to some techno and they go in the back room and do some, you know, adult things that are maybe frowned upon out in public. So
I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, this was fun. Thank you. Are you a fantasy basketball guy or hockey or whatever?
I've tried both. I really am not very good at it. Fantasy basketball, at least the time I tried it a decade ago, had some sort of weird like production per minute categories. So if you have a player like Giannis who plays a lot, then you're actually penalized for that because he was like, on the court so dang much. He did away with that statistic. Essentially, the statistic was won by a guy who just doesn't check his lineup because then he's not putting as much like active players into
it. That's gonna drive you crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. It's nuts.
Thank you, sir, for being here. This was fun.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mom.
Van Doren. Hey, Mom. Hi, Mrs. Van Doren. Yeah. thank you, Pete. And thank you to Sherry Stoka for being here as well. Always fun to talk healthy stuff. And thank you for all your calls and texts, too. We will be back tomorrow night to do it all again and make the popcorn pick of the week. That's tomorrow night at Nightlight on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad. I'm Pete Schwab. I'm saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.